So good morning, 5:54 a.m. on August 3rd, a Friday. And yes, I'm looking forward to Friday. It was a full moon yesterday, apparently. Well, maybe a couple days ago, based on the position of the moon. It was 1 mile gone by. Very nice. Very nice morning. Quite cool and quite delightful. And I found myself at a break point around 5:30 between my catch-up work and before I started the day's work. So I thought, well, you know, rather than dig into something and postpone this until 6 o'clock and then go late, I thought, why not just go out? So here I am. Oh. So yesterday I did finish this story that I, the audio work that I did for a friend. It'll be available, actually coming up this week. So, yeah, it was the last minute. But I think it came out okay. I'm waiting to get the feedback on it. So that's cool. And get back into my own stuff today. If I can. Get this lung congestion thing going on here. I noticed it yesterday. I hope it's just, you know, passing. A little something I don't have to worry about, which will be really good. I have just so many story ideas. And part, I think, it's because I got so jazzed by the 3 hours a day of writing. This audio stuff has almost felt like an intrusion. I need to get this book produced and out, but I still have, I still have to break up some of those last chapters into smaller, bite-sized chunks. Maybe I'm going to work, overtime today, this afternoon, perhaps. Depends on how the day shakes loose. Yesterday was kind of a up-and-down day. At least I wasn't in pain. No. Yesterday was the day I was in pain. It finished okay. Right? Was that yesterday? I think so. I did have to take a nap. Yes, it was yesterday. So today I'm not in pain. Good. Let's see, what else? Well, I have to update my calendar. I realized this morning that I still have July up, and it's August. I've got to get the new deadlines on. I've got to get books published. I've got to get stuff out. I'm going to contact Evo and find a release date for Patio Books. I also need to put a post up on Solar Clipper. I did one last week on Lomas Wood. I need to put one up this week on Solar Clipper. I probably should put one up on NathanLowell.com. I also have to get square versions of my covers for Evo. AHA Radio is really going whole hog on putting Patio Books under their lineup. So,
good morning.
So they need square covers, large, high-res square covers. So on my first mile this morning, I was listening to Coverville, and there was a really nice mashup from Pomplamoose. Pomplamoose has got some great stuff. I love her vocals. I don't know her name, but she and her recording partner do amazing work. I'd forgotten about them till I've seen Pomplamoose come across my desk twice now, come into my awareness twice now in the last 2 days. There's a game in development. I think it's in Kickstarter, maybe Indiegogo, for a game. It's got a woman's name. It's like Marguerite Pomplamoose or something. Sounds quite interesting. I'm getting tired of election stuff. About every third day I get a call now. Can we count on your support? Can we have some of your time? Can we have some of your money? Yes, no, no. There was a time when yes, you could have. That time passed. Now I have to guard my time, and I watch my money very closely. So it's a big full moon. Gosh, it's pretty up there. The sun is not quite up, I don't think. Might be. Can't see it from here because off to the east is obscured by houses. I'll have a clear view straight east here in a second. Be able to tell. So yeah, the De Montfried, Adventures of a Red Sea Smuggler, still in the back of my head. Part of what's going around in my brain, I'm thinking about the Ishmael Wong universe, and whether or not it's as clean and squeaky. Well, I guess it's pretty clear by now. It's not as clean and squeaky as it has appeared. The question is, what's going to happen next? How does this work out? I don't know. Gorgeous. Going east now. Sun is not quite above the horizon, which means I'm really quite early this morning. Which is good. I like being early. That means I get home, I get a cup of coffee, maybe get some breakfast before people start rummaging around in the house. Have some quiet time to myself. All good things. good things indeed. Oh yeah, it is up. Just didn't have far enough to the north to see it. It is. Wow, it's gorgeous. It's painting the eastern horizon's clouds. There aren't that many clouds out today, but around here it's either really cloudy or not cloudy at all. There's not a lot of days where it's in between. Although, if you look back through the pictures, it doesn't necessarily look that way. Gorgeous. Slightly cool. It's a little bit humid, although I am working up a sweat. Because I'm walking right along here this morning, just trundling. First mile was 17 minutes and a few seconds. Yesterday I noticed I had a very fast first mile, and then the second mile was slower, because apparently talking and walking, I don't walk as fast. I'm trying to push it a little bit today, get a little bit more oomph from my time on the road. A lot of people really got a kick out of the tales from my past. Stories of growing up on Dunhill Road, joining the military. At one point when I got out of the service, I went to work for the University of Southern Maine as a textbook buyer, because I could run their teletype. And that's how we ordered textbooks in those days, was via teletype. It was considered very, very exciting. It's quite a miraculous piece of equipment. Slow and clunky by today's standards, but at the time it was really the only way to communicate large blocks of text quickly across the country, and from Maine everywhere is across the country, sometimes even Boston. I know those days we had, 50, 60 publishers that we were working with all the time. Yeah, that went away. After a couple of years, I went up to work at Colby College in Waterville, Maine, in their bookstore up there. Spent a couple of years there. Two and a half, three years, something like that. That was a thankless job. I miss my apartment there, though, I'll tell you. Actually, I missed the apartment in Portland when I worked at Southern Maine. I had a studio apartment. I had one big room. And I always looked for one that had some kind of window, some kind of view, some kind of something that was more than just a room. In Waterville, I went into the closet. I had a big walk-in. It was a huge walk-in closet, and I turned it into a loft and built a framework and put a platform about 4 feet high. So I had underneath, I had a good storage area, but above I had a loft where I could, I had a little stairway that went up to the top. And it was cool. And the building changed hands. So what I had gotten permission for from the old landlord, the new landlord used to keep my security deposit when I moved out, which is kind of tedious. But I was kind of young and dumb. So in those days, I didn't realize that the security deposit was something that you never got back, regardless. I never had an apartment where I got the security deposit back, no matter how much time and effort I spent in cleaning the place up after I left. So after a while, I just said, you know what? I'm going to keep it anyway. Good luck. Have fun. I haven't rented an apartment in years now, decades. There's something about having that kind of space, though, that one room. It was sort of what living at the historic Anchor Bed and Breakfast was like for a week. I had one room, bathroom, a kitchenette, table, minimal furniture. It was a gorgeous space. It was an enchanting, dark space. Off season in a beach town. But it was gorgeous. It was very conducive to focus. I think that's what I like about my morning, my 3 hours in the morning. It's focus time. And then if I focus for 3 hours, I can do a day's worth of work. I can do a good day's worth of work. I really got to get this audio stuff done so that I can get back to doing a good day's worth of work again. The audio stuff is very cool, and I do like it, and I do enjoy it, and it's very important. But it's production in a mode that's not production. It's taking the words that I've created and turning them into product. It's not quite so... What's the word I want? It's not quite so satisfying. Of course, it used to be that the audio was the only way it got published. So now that I'm dealing with print as well, I just went over 2 miles. I must have started walking a little bit early. Or I must have started the counter a little bit early. Anyway, the reality was that that was the only way that it got published. So it was the opportunity to share it with the fans. Now getting it published is more format the file and upload it. And even that, oh God, I still have text that needs to be massaged. I can't believe that I've let it go on this long. Here it's Friday. I wanted to get it out on Wednesday. Oh, I suck. Oh, good. Looks like the recyclables did get going out yesterday. Yes, yes, indeed they did. All right. Well, I'm back at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. It's Saturday, and I'll talk to you then.